Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellarness. You know,
Alan, you and I have been drinking wine for a long time. And, you know, when we first kind of got started doing a lot of this stuff together, Zinfandel was one of the grapes that we, you and I both looked to a lot. It's kind of almost become the redheaded stepchild in California these days by, you know, Cabernet and Pinot Noir and so many other things. And I don't think that's a shame as far as I'm concerned. And you're here to come in and spread the gospel now, right?
Well, I sure will. Yeah, it's becoming slightly overlooked. And it's a shame because it's one of the great grapes of the world. And I tasted three fabulous Zinfandels. And wait till you hear the price points on these. Just amazing. Let me start off with the Lees Fitch Zinfandel from California, 2017. $15 for this one. Lees Fitch Cabernet, I tried a couple weeks ago. I was really impressed with it, so I was really eager to taste the Zin. This wine has a lovely nose that features raspberry toffee, something like cotton candy, with a touch of woody briar. It's really sweet, man. And on the palate, the wine is medium-bodied, fruity, with deep notes of earthy flavors along with bright blueberry and baking spices. So the wine has a supple texture with no tannins to speak of. A touch of acidity to keep it balanced, but it was just so tasty. Very, very good, easy drinking wine. Lees Fitch Zinfandel, $15. It is a great buy. Now, we've tried several wines from Pirano Estate and been impressed by them. And this is their Heritage Collection Old Vine Zinfandel from Lodi, 2016. This is only $14. The grapes come from ancient vines, many of them are over 100 years old, and this gives them a naturally low yield, which promotes good quality and concentration. This is just one of those special zins that I love to taste. It's medium to full-bodied, smooth and supple and just loaded with flavor. The nose is of something like apple barrels, if you stick your head into an apple barrel, raspberry jam, and kind of toasty oak.
Kind of
it's
classic.
All very nice. Yeah, it is. And the flavors include blueberry pie, dark sweet cherries, and tons of spice and kind of peppery spice that kind of burns your tongue a little bit. Just amazing. So another, just a great, great value from Pirano Estate. $14 for that one. Now, here's the one that just knocked my socks off. It's called Artisan Old Vines Zinfandel. You hear what they did? Artisan.
Yes, yes, yes. It's great.
Yeah, and what it is it's a Mendocino operation, and they just produce Zin. That's their specialty, and God bless them. I think the term old vine is, in regard to Zin, is too easily used, but in this case, I think it's well-earned. Artisan goes around collecting contacts with old Mendocino families with generations-old Zinfandel vineyards. And they buy the grapes, they blend all the batches, and release incredible wines. This is their 2018 Mendocino blend, and it's incredibly complex with piercing flavor, great depth. The nose features blackberries, cherries, dark chocolate, sweet peaches, a little touch of that, interestingly enough. It's very nice. And the wine is deft and full on the palate. The texture is velvety smooth. The tannins are very mild, and the acidity is bracing. It's just an amazing wine, Hugh. I was knocked out by the complexity and the skill at blending all these things. It is really good. It has to be my wine value of the week at $14.
Great deal.
I bought a case. So that's my highest praise. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.